News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're about to get into what we normally do at the top of the second hour, but I want to do a shout-out to a guy named Rene Ornelas.
Hello, Rene.
Rene, we've had lunch with him at Pepe's. We've had lunch with him down there at Amigos. And I was put together with him by a friend who said, I said to the guy, I got to move a storeroom full of artifacts for a sarco. I got to get those out of that house. And then it's a whole storeroom we built outside just for that. So he says, let me call up Rene. And I didn't realize it was the same Rene we knew from the radio show. Ruben Escandon and I are going to take a whole truckload of stuff down to Rene's house. So I want to say thank you in
advance.
Does
he know?
Yes. Rene said, yeah, okay, you guys got room down there on North Loop. So
come out your front door like,
can you
boxes?
Imagine? Well, it's signs. Remember the signs we took from the circle?
And the guy's laughing and driving off in the truck.
Oh, it's crazy stuff. But anyway, that's something I wanted to
it'll
do.
Be great.
All right, now we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And I've heard your extra moments all over the radio here.
I don't hear them. I guess I'm so buried in work when I have the radio on.
But you're on. There's a half a dozen of them that you did that we tag like we normally do. And I've heard all of them during the week. And there is Melissa all over the place. And so today, her history moment is about who started a mobile hospital in El Paso in the 1930s.
Doctor has an epiphany after his auto accident. In 1939, Lower Valley Dr. J.D. Love stood before a large room of doctors, mostly obstetricians, where he had come to share his inspiration for his infamous mobile trailer hospital. Dr. Love shared with them that the idea for his trailer hospital came after he was severely injured in a late-night auto accident while heading home from a house call on a dark rural road. While he was recuperating, it came to him that especially in rural areas and on remote highways, minutes could make the difference literally in life and death for accident victims or his patients, like expectant mothers not being able to reach a hospital in time. So Dr. Love got to work fabricating the first generation of his four trailer hospitals to be pulled behind his Packard sedan with his able nurses by his side. The doctor also shared that he traveled from humble adobe hut to large farms and ranches in El Paso's Lower Valley to visit and treat patients in the trailer. And he was able to treat any medical need from a simple cold to helping a mother give birth to a healthy baby. In fact, a 1937 El Paso Times article touted, "Trailer Hospital beats the stork to homes of Dr. Love's patients." From 1938 to 1946, Dr. Love would deliver over 4,000 babies, and Dr. Love's traveling hospital was to become the inspiration for modern-day ambulances and mobile hospitals around the world. More history next time. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
You're allied with somebody.
We're allied. Where did I put my notes? I'm sorry. I have to throw out to Trish Long on this from the El Paso Times, because she, after I'd done my research and putting the script together and the help of Bernie, I put it together and I was finishing up something, and Trisha Long did a story, this kind of the same story around May 7th, but I kind of had it a little different perspective and a lot shorter. But thanks to Trish Long for doing great jobs with the morgue.
The El Paso Times.
Yeah, the morgue stories that she does.
Yes. She's one of the last standing people that's always been there since day one.
And she's great at her history.
And she does a lot for the El Paso County Historical Society as well.
Oh, super,
She was the president for a while. Okay, you can call Bernie if you need to, right?
Yes, you can give him a call at 915-581-7920, and you might find him there today. And then you have also Barbara Given-Bainey, administrator of the Facebook page called Remember an El Paso Win, and her team of moderators. And they do great work amassing an amazing viewable archive of historic pictures, memories, and stories. And they have way over 33,000 members. It's kind of 33 plus.
Well, I put down as he has 50,000.
50,000. Okay, well, we need to change that. 50,000.
I don't know what it is.
It's a gazillion.
Thousands.
Okay, when sharing pictures or information from a member in El Paso, and do share your source for, you know, with your Facebook contacts, as well as giving them credit, of course, telling them where it came from. But you might share some new stuff with friends.
In addition to BGB, they got a moderator named Art Garcia. A lot of people volunteering for El Paso history. There's another pair. All right, Cindy Milazzo is still on the phone. Cindy, you got another El Paso author to review or a book?
Hey, you know, I just want to do a quick one. Speaking of Barbara Given Boening, I understand she worked on a book with Rabbi Floyd Fearman on the Swartz family of El Paso.
Oh, neat.
It's a monograph, a Texas Western Press monograph, done in 1980. And it's a really... You know, the Swartzes are the ones who founded the Popular. Anyway, Rabbi Fearman also did other books, several other books, on the Jewish settlers of the Southwest in El Paso.
Keep going.
Okay. I have a couple of other Texas Western Press books that I think are really interesting that are not really well known. One's called The Spanish and Mexican Land Grants in the Chihuahua Acquisition. Not a really interesting title, but when you look into it, it's written by J.J. Bowden, who was an El Paso native. He went to El Paso High School. And a little piece of trivia, he helped write the El Paso High fight song.
Oh, my.
But he became an attorney, and he was really good at researching all the technical and tedious things that you have to go into in the county records and state records to find out about, go back and trace all these land grants. Well, he writes about 26 land grants that covered over 23 million acres. Many of them were in El Paso. They also extended out east to Brewster County and up into southern New Mexico. It's a really interesting book for somebody who wants to do some research into the land grant.
Also, we should announce to people that we're going to put these entire lists, your list and our list, and you want to revise yours a bit, I see.
Yeah, I just saw that,
put them on Facebook, right?
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get it set up for Facebook. You just need to get me the newest addition, what you wanted to add to it, because I told somebody I would put it on, but it's going to have to wait till after the show now, so probably next day or so. But it's a great list that you put together and Jackson put together, and I got stuff. We could keep you going for days.
Well, that's just it. And we're not going to hit all of them, are we, Cindy?
Oh, no.
No, no way. Do I have time to talk about another one?
Yeah, go for it.
It's called El Paso in 1854, El Sabio Sembrador. It's actually... written by a man who lived here in 1854, a man named F.A. Percy, who was married to one of Hugh Stevenson's daughters, Lenore Stevenson.
Uh-huh.
He hand wrote this little newsletter and drew the pictures. It had a very small distribution, but and there's a kind of a long story about how it ended up being published, but Texas Western Press published it. Carl Herzog and Rex Strickland annotated it, and it's very interesting, just with the pictures, and he talks about some of the early people who lived in El Paso, the Apache Wars in the area, personal news, and very interesting little book.
Well, El Paso has an amazing history, and so these books are just kind of like making a dent and covering it. It's amazing.
Yes.
It really, Melissa, you got one about the groom dude.
Yeah, this is interesting. The gentleman who wrote Forrest Gump, and who doesn't know Forrest Gump? I mean, you know, that was a book, a movie.
Life
it's
is
just
a box
fascinating.
Of chocolate.
That's right. And Winston Groom wrote one about El Paso, and it's called El Paso. But what he did was he did a lot of research because he was fascinated with the history of our border and the Mexican Revolution and a lot of items. And it's called El Paso, and it's a 6-part series in this book. And it's based on history of El Paso, but he just changes characters.
Oh.
So really, you're getting a history book, but it's considered fiction, but it's based on the history of El Paso. And Keith Erickson, who was the one that told me about it, he reviewed it, and he said it was fantastic. Because Keith, he always devours history like crazy. So heads up to Keith for giving that one to me. But I didn't realize that he'd written this book. So I've ordered it, so hopefully I'll have it soon.
He wrote it 3 decades after Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. All right, I got one for you here. Cynthia Farrah Haynes. She
Yay.
Did. I've actually got the book right here. That's how big it is. And her book was the one I'm looking at here. Showtime from Opera Houses to Picture Palaces in El Paso, and it's a picture book. Plus, she has a full rundown, road shows, vaudeville, and opera were the preceding halls downtown that became movie halls in later years because movies were cheaper to run. But she's got some interesting old pictures of all the old theaters downtown. And the Wigwam was one of them at one point. From Adobe Village to Borderlands Boomtown, Cynthia Farrah Haynes, that is an amazing. Yeah. She also has a whole bunch of interesting stuff. But that was also, she taught at UT El Paso, and she was involved in the film studies there. Did you know her, Cindy?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I didn't know her, but she's written some wonderful stuff.
Oh, she has. Just as an aside, I remember the day 9/11 happened was like on a Tuesday. That Saturday, we had a guest to come in and talk about a book. It was this book, and it was Cindy Farrah Haynes. And we decided we were going to go ahead and do the show, even though the whole world was upside down at that point. Amazing. All right, yeah. Melissa, you got another one over there?
Well, I was just going to say, I was looking at the book that was put together, I think, by Brown. Oh, I'm just totally going blank on his name. I've known him for how many years? He's
lick your fingers
me.
Again and turn the pages.
I know, you like that. I'm going to spread the disease. Okay. Oh, Morris Brown. Yeah, Morris, sorry about that. He's a listener, too. He put together, along with the El Paso Archaeological, El Paso chapter of the American Institute of Architects of El Paso, Texas, in 1984. It's on El Paso architecture. And the illustrations are wonderful pictures. I mean, it talks everything from the San Elizario Mission to MacGoffin Home and all the different types of architecture and its history here in El Paso.
He should start with the pit houses at Keystone.
Ah, there you go.
That was the first architecture I am aware of.
Free field design on that one.
Oh, that was just, you know, get some bend some poles
twigs.
Into the ground and get some mud.
Twigs,
so,
mud.
All right, Cindy Milazzo, you got another book to tell us about or another
book? Sure. This is another Texas Western Press monograph, a small theme, and it's entitled Dr. Lawrence A. Nixon and the White Primary.
Oh, yeah.
Once again by Conroy Bryson, who was historian and El Paso commentator. Had a beautiful voice. Dr. Nixon was a black physician who lived in El Paso, and he and the NAACP challenged a 1923 Texas law that banned blacks from voting in the Democratic primaries. They took the court. They took the case to the Supreme Court and won, but the Supreme Court left a little loophole in there that said that the political parties could go ahead and make their own rules about the primaries. So, for some reason, and maybe somebody who understands a little bit more about the political history of the time could say why the Democratic Party went ahead and excluded blacks from voting in the primaries again. And so Dr. Nixon and the NAACP had to go back in and challenge it, take it to the Supreme Court of the United States again, won. The whole process took 20 years.
Yeah, it's amazing that history on that. That thought there was something else.
El Paso was like first in a lot of desegregation, like at the Texas Western College. Okay, I got one for you. Shelly, do we have a caller? No, she's busy taking the second caller. All right, here he is, James R. Murphy. Mr. Murphy.
Jimmy.
Arcadia Books of El Paso, 1850 to 1950. It's a hardcover, and that puts him in the history books, and that's why we got him on here. He's also done a couple of others. What was the one he did? It was a roadmap to his psychiatry, I think.
Yes.
about my life before I committed suicide. I mean,
he's such a character.
That one is off the wall. Plus, he's got a new one out, Road Scholar, R-O-A-D, poetry about his life, and it's a foreword by Mary Jo Melby.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff there. We'll make sure we get that in.
Oh, I wanted to throw in also Maceo Daly, African Americans in El Paso, Images of America, Texas. I mean, Maceo, we've had him on the show, and he was a fascinating man. He was very, very nice. I liked him. Sorry we lost him.
Mm-hmm. And what else about him? Because wait a minute now. We got some people on the phone here. You ready? Let's take a phone call here. Let's go to Rick. Rick, we got you on the radio. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
We're busy. Rick. We're busy crazy. What's up?
Hey, I missed the first hour. I apologize. I was over at Albertson's getting my groceries.
Oh, this is Rick Kern.
Rick Kern.
Rick Kern. You're fired if you didn't hear the first hour.
Yeah, really.
You're fired.
You could take your phone, put your headphones on in the store.
But you can catch it on podcast,
EPHistory.com. Yeah, but the map gets in the way and all of that stuff. Anyway, no, I was going to ask you, did you all talk at all about John West yet from UTEP?
No.
He was one of my favorite professors, and he did some folklorico books that were quite good.
There's another one. Tell us about him.
The title.
Tell us about him, because he was a major figure, and I don't think he's on either of our lists.
Well, he was, I think he definitely did his books at Texas Western Press. You might ask your source there and be sure on that, but I'm almost positive of that.
He may have, yeah.
But I had several classes with him. He was quite an expert on the folklorico, Mexican folklorico, and the local tales that were all encompassing with that. And he was a dear friend of the families. My Pratty family side, they were good friends with John West, and it goes way, way, way back, you know. And I didn't learn all that until pretty much later on in his life before he passed. But anyway, he was a very inspirational man in my time at UTEP. I really appreciated all of his research and everything that he did.
You said John West.
John West. Uh-huh.
So you can look him up and get some of his books. What we're doing, Rick, basically, is recounting books that we're aware of, and it's not a really scientific study. It's not everybody. We can't do everybody, but we're doing some. Cindy Milazzo's on the mm-hmm. phone, and she's been looking up the Texas Western people because mm-hmm. she had
yeah,
some.
Yeah, I'm looking at that list right now. It may be, I think he's on there. I'm sure he's on there. I think we sort of were focusing on books that dealt with a historical perspective of El Paso.
El Paso, yeah.
And, of course, went into specific topics. But, yeah, I know. His name is very well known.
All right. Rick, thanks for calling, dude. We'll see you in the streets. How's that?
Love you guys. Take care.
All right. You take her
yeah,
easy.
See, Rick ought to write a book about all the El Paso musicians.
He should.
Yes, you should, Rick.
And, Rick, you can't leave any of them out.
That's right.
That's going to be a big book, dudes. All right. Taking a break here. Call us up. Somebody's on the phone with Shelley. What's the number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready. Get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos. 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
If there's one thing the class of 2020 has learned, it's to expect the unexpected. So to help them on their journey, iHeartRadio is launching Commencement, a new podcast featuring speeches from the biggest names. Commencement is in partnership with the 2020 Census, which gives you the opportunity to help shape the future of our country for the next 10 years. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Then listen to iHeartRadio's new podcast, Commencement. Speeches are out now on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has this ever happened to you? I wasn't feeling great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal information is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, how are you? How are you really? Your honest answer could be life-changing for you and countless others. Go to howareyoureally.org, share how you really feel, and you'll be part of a historic movement taking a huge step towards destigmatizing all mental health conditions. howareyoureally.org is brought to you by the Mental Health Coalition, a group of passionate organizations and individuals working together to end the stigma. iHeartRadio is proud to be part of this movement, and you can be too at howareyoureally.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Next week on June the 6th, Bob Chisholm is our main guest, reviewing military history on the anniversary of D-Day. Talk about a private museum for El Paso that he wants to cook up on El Paso military history. Joined by Prince McKenzie, who was helping develop the El Paso Military Museum project. And Prince was a Vietnam War vet.
Mm-hmm.
But John, Bob Chisholm was World War II, jumped out in D-Day into France.
Yes.
He was, then did the Korean War, and he did the Vietnam War.
And he's an amazing guy. He's fun to talk to.
He's a sweet guy.
He's
our major guest next week on June the 6th. And Prince, you're not a minor guest, but you're a major guest too. But we want Bob to tell his story. June the 13th, Judge Bill Moody. Is our guest, and he's going to explain United States presidential visits to El Paso. He's actually writing a master's thesis on this.
It's about time.
Well, he is, because then he can make a book out of
it. He's always talking about it. I mean, he's a historian
himself.
He's amazing.
He loves it. And June 20, Patricia Kidney, our guest to portray historic figures in history of the West, including high-spirited and scandalous women.
Ah, yes, that's Patricia. She's scandalous.
She's an expert. She was a shady lady, still is. And then on June the 30th, we got that Alamogordo dude, Chris Orwell, New Mexico Space Museum. He's the director, he's division director up there.
Yeah.
And if they launch those guys today, we'll have a lot more to talk about.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Let's pray for the getting up.
That's the idea. What do you got?
Okay, well, we need to point out to Ray Baca, who is a great supporter of history here in El Paso, and he has his Monterey Asset Management Company. And if you're interested in getting involved in a different way of finance.
Investing.
Thank you very much. He's the guy you want to talk to because he's done a really good job in his market so far. So give him a call at 592-4549 to pick up your investments.
Ray Baca, another one of those alumni dudes I went to high school with. And I didn't realize this. I wonder why he kept in shape. I think he's no longer doing that, if you see him on that commercial. But he...
Dangerous parents.
Well, he used to run up and down the sidelines at high school football games. He was one of those striped dudes.
Yeah.
That's how he got his exercise.
Parents will get you.
It really will. All right. We got callers on the phone. Let's go in order that we found. Oh, Press.
It's
Press.
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 Cool.
Hey, Press. Get my soul, Press.
Hello. Happy day.
Happy day to you, too.
What's new?
I just have to tell you how much I am enjoying this particular program.
Oh, thank you.
Because, you know, I worked at Charlotte's for about 33 years.
Oh, yeah.
And one evening I set up a program, and I pulled in all these wonderful people. I knew Leon Metz and his wife and Frank Mangum and Dr. Timmons and Gordon Frost and any author that we had here in the community, and set up a big area for them so they could sell their books and meet the people. And it was such an enjoyable evening, and I just feel so honored that I've been able here. We've lived here 40 years now, and I've known a lot of these people, and they're all fabulous, and I just feel honored.
And their books are still around.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And people should get interested in the history of their community because it makes you enjoy it so much more as you walk down the street.
Did you hear Prince's question earlier in the show?
I did, yes.
You want to answer? He's on hold, ready to answer.
You could be able to answer it.
No, I know the answer, but I'll give that to somebody else.
Okay.
But I did want to give you a tidbit about Cisneros. We were at a dinner party one evening with him, and my husband was sitting by him, and he knew that he was colorblind. And he said, "How in the world do you know what color you're using?" And he said, "The number on the pencil."
Oh, dear.
And
there you go.
That was really neat.
Oh, yeah.
And we just used to sell the Texas Western books down at the McGoffin home when our Casa McGoffin Compañeros had a gift shop.
Sure.
So every one of them are precious. Get them. They are fascinating. And learn your history. You'll love your city more.
All right.
And thank you guys for what you're doing.
Thank you much, Press. There,
okay.
Appreciate it. You
bye-bye.
Take care.
Take care, Press. Tell her, bud, hello.
Cindy's still with us, but Cindy, we got Prince back. Prince, what is up?
Well, I wanted to tell you about the reason why Professor John West is going to be most famous.
Yeah.
And his field was folklore. And so he did many different collections of folklore, and one of his most famous collections was what was written by cowboys on the insides of the outhouses of West Texas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here I sit all brokenhearted. No, don't go there.
Yeah, but the real reason why he's going to be a great historian was because, as we all cared about and admired the artwork of Jose Cisneros, Jose could not write, or he didn't feel he didn't have enough confidence in his writing ability. And so John West started putting together collections of his drawings, and then the first books that were illustrated by Jose Cisneros were written by John West.
Oh, that's
and
neat.
So he provided a vehicle for Jose Cisneros to be his drawings to be exposed to all of us and the Southwest, and then authors all over the country that wanted to write something about the West picked up Jose's work and used it to illustrate their books.
Oh, that's cool. And give us the answer now. What was the 12 Travelers named for? Why was that name?
Okay. Well, there was a great hotel downtown, and...
Are you okay? Are you choking up? What's going on at your house?
No, I'm just chuckling. This hotel, the St. Regis Hotel, which was right next to the Mills Building, had a famous restaurant, and all of El Paso's intelligentsia, all the businessmen and the bankers always ate there. And so the manager of the restaurant wanted to have a brand new menu. And so he commissioned Tom Lee to make drawings for the menu covers. And there are 12 travelers in this set of illustrations because he changed the menus every month.
There you go.
And the menus had a different traveler on it. And fortunately, Mills Plaza Properties restored the facade of the St. Regis Hotel, which is a real historic site.
Oh, yeah.
That's where President Taft met President Diaz, and a lot of things happened there. And so that was restored along with the Mills Building because it is a historic site. But John West really was credited with bringing out to the public the art of Jose Cisneros for all of us.
Excellent report there, Prince. I'll see you next week on the phone here, all right?
What?
All right, thanks a lot.
Talk to you next week, Prince.
You take your easy. And also, he's the E-Pass guy now.
That's right.
Whole lot of stuff. All right, Cindy, do you have any comments on any of that stuff?
No, that's fascinating. I didn't know that. I do have a comment on some Fort Bliss books.
Meg, do one, and we'll do it. We've got to take another break.
Yeah. Well, these are both done by Carl Hartzog before he joined Texas Western Press, or before he started Texas Western Press. One was done at the centennial of Fort Bliss in 1948. Beautiful book called Fort Bliss 100th Anniversary. And it covers everything, all the different places that Fort Bliss was. And the second one was done in 1945, The Garrison of Fort Bliss by M.H. Tomlinson.
There's a lot of history on Fort Bliss. We mentioned earlier, Leon Metz did one. And it's a fascinating history because the military history is huge in El Paso. And it was because there were needs for military here, not only on the border with Mexico, but the local natives who didn't care for the white man taking over the town. Well, the military had to show up and protect the white man. So that's kind of how a lot of that happened. So be it. All right, we're going to talk more in a minute or two. Get a couple more ready to go. You got a comment?
Yeah, I was going to talk about Facebook real quick. I wanted to say we had a lot of reaction to this page because everybody loves, obviously, history books, which is, you know, people don't talk about that much, but they really do. And we've got a whole bunch of new people that are looking at the Facebook page. I just invited them to like our radio show page. And we hope you'll share with your friends out there and have them like our page also so they can stay in touch with what's going on.
And they're asking for the list here, Cindy.
So, well, I need to make some corrections on typos and
oh, yeah,
stuff.
No, that's fine. We'll get it from
you.
Yeah,
next
couple of days, we'll
that
get it up.
That was Sin Renteria who asked for the page. So I already texted back to her.
A lot of stuff going on. We've got Cindy Milazzo on the phone here, otherwise known as Cindy Garrett when I was in high school. I remember you. And I've already asked you. You're no relation to Pat Garrett. I wish you were.
We do have some real characters in the family, but we can't claim Pat Garrett.
Not that character.
Fair enough. All right. Put yourself on hold again. We're going to take a break. 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market.
Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-276-1640. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-276-1640. That's 800-276-1640. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-276-1640. 800-276-1640.
KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Before we get into El Paso Inc., I want to tell you something about Patrick Tuttle. Patrick Tuttle gave me his cell number to promote on this radio show, 588-1850. He's a real estate guy.
Yes.
He gave Andrew the other number for the main business, which I'm not going to repeat, because he then gauges what kind of calls he gets from Andrew's show or our show.
Yes, how good the answer.
So call 588-1850 for Patrick Tuttle. He's a great real estate
guy. He's a neat guy,
Are you ready this time? This week only in El Paso, Inc.
What will school look like when classes start again in the fall? El Paso districts are polling parents and weighing the options, including changes to the calendar and when students head back to class.
Also in the ink, an El Paso family is grieving the loss of their father after he was diagnosed with COVID-19 and is asking questions about why the nursing home could not be reached for answers before he died.
Local health experts are warning it's not a matter of if, but when a second wave of COVID-19 will hit. What they say can be done to lessen the impact.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
Oh, to order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
That's your cue, Andrew. Hit the thing.
Everybody's asleep.
Yeah, they're talking to somebody. Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, host Eric Elkin is subbing for host Saul Sines. He talks with local journalist Bob Moore of El Paso Matters and Angela Kucherga, KTEP FM news lady, about the role of local journalism in the virus crisis.
Join hosts. Are you done?
No.
Okay, join host Eric Elkin on ABC 7 Extras this Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. I think we should be included in the journalists. I mean, we've been through the whole COVID issue, and we've tried to keep the history going, so we're talking about other things, keeping people light and happy.
We're the non-COVID people.
That's right.
See, you can't get
anti-COVID.
You can't get a virus by listening to this radio show.
You just get history.
But you can get an addiction.
Ha-ha. Aha.
I love that line.
Very good. Wes,
are you ready for something? Oh, Andrew.
Andrew,
you have a major announcement about Talk El Paso.
Yes, we do. We're going to be doing a special daily series of Talk El Paso this coming week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, June 3rd through June 5th, here at 9 a.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM, to prove that El Paso will do live local talk radio about the issues that matter.
You can take a whole lot of local phone calls is what you're telling. You're going to have a guest at the top.
Yep, we'll have guests. That announcement will be coming out on Monday, who we'll be having as the guests on for this first series here. But people, we definitely want them to call in to 915-544-5876.
That's our number.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be here. You will be here.
I will be here.
You'll be sitting here talking to on this microphone, won't you?
Yep, that one right there.
That's a fun thing to do. And that's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You dare not walk over Limbaugh. Otherwise, you'll never walk again. That's how I understand it.
Yeah, anyway, right before Limbaugh, yep.
Okay, talking to people on the phone. Got Cindy Milazzo still here. Cindy, we've stirred up a guy named Tim. Tim, we got you on the radio. What's up?
Well, this is kind of interesting. I've been listening to your show. I missed a little bit.
You're fired.
Let me explain where I'm coming from.
Okay.
He has to stay after school.
My name is Tim Gensler. I'm 70 years old. Years ago in the 70s, Fred Hervey started at El Paso Mounted Patrol, where we actually had cops on horseback in the downtown area. The stables and everything were right there at where the zoo is now.
Okay.
I was hired as the manager trainer. I trained the guys to ride and I trained the horses. They sent me back to Washington, D.C. and New York for all of that.
Did you have to run the broom too?
No, we actually had stable attendants.
Oh, good.
Yay.
You make a mess on the streets. Keep going. Go ahead.
Anyway, this is what it boils down to. I used to train the horses and I would go down Alameda Street. And one day I was riding in the back alleys of Alameda Street, and I've always liked horse-drawn carriages. And I spied in this guy's kind of junkyard, it would be where the Fox Theater is, an old carriage. So I would go down there, and finally I talked to the old man. He had all kinds of antique parts and Model A parts. So I asked him about the carriage. And he goes, oh, he says, no. He says, I will not sell that carriage. He says, that carriage means a lot to me because it was Madam Millie's carriage in El Paso.
Millie or Tilly?
It was Madam Tilly.
Madam Millie.
Okay.
Millie?
Another one. Okay.
Okay. If you read Max Evans' book on Madam Millie, she was probably had the biggest prostitution house of all of this area.
Define big. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Anyway. Finally, he died. I left his name, and years later, I guess it's like his daughter called and said, do you want that carriage? And I said, yes, I would.
Oh, neat.
We will sell it to you, but you have to clean the whole area out. And because it would say we're selling it, I think it's a used car lot now.
Did you
but
do
I
it?
I got the carriage, I brought it here, and then I got the book, Madam Millie, and I was reading it, and this is years ago. And it's like, wow, I wonder if this could really be true, because it is a very beautiful carriage for a lady.
Okay.
Years ago, they used to have the 4th of July parade. I have horses and carriages, and Leon Metz was in the 4th of July parade in my carriage, and we're just going down the road on Mesa.
Oh, that's neat.
And I told him about it, and also he knew Jose Cisneros, and Jose was the guy that did all of the research for the uniforms for the police department, so they would have the correct uniform riding downtown. So they both came out and saw this carriage, and it's like, I'll bet you $10 it is. And Leon told me at that time, I think I have a picture of it with her in it somewhere, if I remember, in front of the Mills building out by Alligator Park.
Do you still have it?
I still own the carriage, and lost track of everybody, but it was painted blue, and he said, I don't think that's the correct carriage. It's not restored right now, but I have the whole thing, and it is beautiful. And that's when I was listening to you guys today on the show. It's like, with all the history you have, I wonder if anybody could find a picture of that thing to where I could restore it. And you know, it would, I don't know, give it to the city of El Paso or something.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's put you on hold, and you give them your number to Shelley.
Yeah, and I'll do some research. And, I bet we might be able to come up with something for you.
Melissa and Bernie may find it for you. And Cindy,
Jackson,
go ahead, Cindy.
On page 78 in the Gentleman's Club, the book by Gordon Frost, there is a picture. It says Madam Tilly Howard poses with her carriage horse.
But that was Tilly. This is Millie. Yeah. She actually did exist.
I thought Madam Millie was in Silver City.
She was in Silver City, but she started out here, believe it or not. I just read up on her as a Harvey girl at the age 14.
Oh, no.
Seriously, Ed she worked part-time because her sister was ill. And she was paying for her help. This is how it got her started.
Complicated.
She became a prostitute part-time, but that was to help pay for her
girl.
I know. Well, you know, women are women. I mean, you had to do what you had to do.
I did not.
Concerned about your sister. So, read that.
Tim, look what you did. You got us nuts in here.
You got a whole new topic for a show.
All right, Tim, hold on here, and we'll get your phone number, and we'll research this and call you back. How's that?
Yeah, because this would really be interesting.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll do some research. Get her phone number, and I'll get in touch with you.
All right, hold on there, Shelley. Get this gentleman's phone number if I can put him on hold. I did it. I put him on hold.
Yay.
All right, Cindy, we're never going to get to the rest of the list, and we've got to take one more break. And then you come back and maybe do a whole bunch of these Texas Western Press monographs that we have not covered.
Sure, and let's do Cleophas Calleros.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God, yes. All right, taking a break here. Call us. No, don't. Whatever.
Yeah, just come.
Facebook us.
Facebook us.
Andrew, you ready? Hit the button, dude.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org.
If you want to get your business on the radio and you don't need help from a professional, you really need to check out iHeartAdBuilder.com. Not only is it extremely affordable, online, customizable, and heard by 9 out of 10 Americans every month, it's just so easy. You can even make your own radio ad all from your smartphone, wherever you are. Click, listen, approve, and get your ad on air. Get started today at iHeartAdBuilder.com. That's iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Locally produced hand sanitizer from AllureChemicals.com. 70% alcohol content. FDA compliant. Call 915-207-2323 or visit AllureChemicals.com. Keep your family and your staff safe. Made right here in El Paso. AllureChemicals.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It's going to be a marathon to try to get all these names in. Okay, here's one. Marcy Hatfield Dottestill, Texas Western Press, Literary El Paso, Grace and Gumption, The Women of El Paso. And also she wrote The Women of Smeltertown with Mimi Gladstein. There's somebody to talk about. Interesting history there.
Yeah.
Yolanda Leyva, currently revising a manuscript titled Cruzado de Linea, Mexican Children on the Texas-Mexico Border. Got to mention her. She's a major author here. David Romo, Ringside Seat to the Mexican Revolution. Very controversial in a couple of places. And also another one I got to tell you about, Maria Almeida Natividad and her book, Famous Places in El Paso History. You can get that at the History Museum still, I think, when they're open. They're not open. But it's a coloring book. And it's for both adults and kids.
Oh, cool.
It's a fabulous little teaching syllabus if you got nothing else.
That's great.
We got
to
a caller we're going to get to, but you got another list.
Keystone Heritage Park is now, of course, is open, and it's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to around sunset, which is about 8 p.m. And we do run the park on donations since we're an all-volunteer group. And so if you can make a minimum $2 adult and $1 per child when you show up, the donation, of course, goes to the park. And if you're looking for a place for the special photos, many graduates have been calling, brides and grooms for future, you know, weddings and such, families, businesses, a little extra donation. We'd love to have you come out there and have your professional photos taken there.
All right, Cindy, we got a short amount of time. Go for it.
Cleophas Calleros was he wrote for the El Paso Times. He one of his books that's really interesting is called El Paso Then and Now. It basically is about the 1890s in El Paso. He also wrote some books in Spanish, and there's another general book I wanted to mention called Desert Immigrants: The Mexicans of El Paso, 1880 to 1920, by Mario T. Garcia. It was published in 1981, and do you want me to do the monograph?
Well, yeah, do it. We got two callers we're going to try to get into, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I wanted to mention just some general books. These are not Texas Western Press, but they're different organizations do very interesting books about El Paso. One was put out by the County Medical Society, History of Medicine in El Paso, goes way back, Freemasonry in El Paso by John Denny, the Rotary Club did a history, edited by Jack Fowle, and published by Herzog in 1964, and there's more. Oh, there's another book by Adair Margo, done very recently, I think this year or last year, Voices of La Lidia, History of Lydia Patterson Institute.
All right, take a breath. We'll get you in a second. If we've got some callers here, we're going to try it again, going to Rick in order. Hey, Rick, what's up?
How are you doing? I love you, I love you, I love you all.
Thank you. What's up?
I must say, you did mention it, very good friend of mine, Dr. David Durado Romo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Ringside Seat to a Revolution. It is a hard truth of our past and our attitudes of our leaders and our actions of our leaders.
And he was also...
It is a terrific book, and I just wanted to promote it. I love you all, and I love David Romo. I love you all.
Thank you kindly. It's a love fest. Thanks
just
for calling.
Made my day.
And also, the Ringside Seat was they were sitting up on top of the buildings on the border watching, and some of them got shot. So, okay. Now, who is, I can't even say your name. You're on the air, COVACI. What? How do you say your name?
No, she spelled it wrong. It's Kovacha.
Kovacha!
Kovacha.
What's on your mind?
I got one book, Meet Some of Your Criteria. It's written by Rick Hendricks and Dr. W.H. Timmons.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
neat.
It's printed by Texas Western Press.
Oh, Rick Hendricks, yeah.
And it's called?
Yes, and 1998. It's called San Elisario, Spanish Presidio to Texas.
Yes, that's a beautiful book.
Oh, that's a great history, too, of San Elisario.
Yeah, that's a really nice
I'm
book.
I'm glad you brought that up. And Rick Hendricks.
And it has illustrations by Jose Cisneros, not original illustrations, but they're his. And he donated this book as a raffle for the UTEP Historical Society.
And you got it,
and,
huh?
Yeah, and it in the and I won the raffle for this book, and it has it. Signed by Jose Cisneros and Dr. Timmons.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Cindy, can you add that to your list?
Yeah, I will. That's a great book.
Because what we're going to do, we're going to put all these on online, probably on Facebook, so people can go look at all the stuff. And we're not getting to all of it, are we?
No, there's so many more.
And I apologize, but say your name again, please.
Kovacha.
Kovacha. That's a new one. I've been in this border town a long time.
That is different.
I don't know that one. How does that,
it mean?
Yeah, where does it come from? I don't know.
It's my family name. It's my great-grandfather's name. We're originally Hungarian gypsies, and we changed our names when we went to Spain.
Oh, my God. Write a book. You need to write a book, dude. That is great stuff. Well, thanks for calling up. You take her easy.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling here. Cindy, one last thought. What do you got? We got about a minute.
Okay. Well, we have a monograph on the Chamizal settlement. A View from El Paso, done in 1963 by Gladys Gregory. It's about the history of the long-standing settlement of when the river changed course and left this land that both Mexico and the United States claimed.
You got more monographs, Six Who Came to El Paso by Rick Strickland.
Yeah, interesting. Very early settlers in El Paso.
Ben Coons, Parker French. Oh, my God, what a group.
Yeah, the theater in early El Paso.
Uh-huh.
Post-war readjustment in El Paso after World War II.
And what's this water out of the desert? What's that?
That's about, water's a big deal here.
Oh, yeah.
And that talks about, there's always disputes with New Mexico and now with Mexico over water. That talks about the history of some of that.
Can you imagine the Wake of Bolson? They didn't know what it was, but they knew they could get water under the desert. And now we know what it is, and we're drinking it every day. Fabulous.
I'm so happy.
Cindy Milazzo, thank you for being with
Thanks,
us and taking the abuse, but giving it back. And we'll talk to you about your list. Melissa, we're out of here. Thank the control room. Andrew J.
Yard work.
Polk in there. And who is that other lady? Shelley Sutherland. Thank you all very much. We'll see you in the streets or next week on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.